What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
In 1990, a famous family failed. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1990 gave us Goodfellas and Home Alone. But the cancellation of a TV family made 1990 a strange year. The Brady's, February 1990. The 1990 TV show, The Brady's, was a short-lived attempt to revive the Brady Bunch. But this time, as a dramatic series that explored the adult lives of the iconic Brady family. Unlike the original sitcom's lighthearted tone, The Brady's took on a more serious, soap opera-like approach, which received mixed reactions and ultimately led to its cancellation after just 6 episodes. The Brady's was envisioned as a response to the popularity of reunion specials, like A Very Brady Christmas in 1988. The success of that special convinced CBS to greenlight a revival series, hoping nostalgia for the original show would carry over. Departing from the classic sitcom style, The Brady's adopted an hour-long format to accommodate its more mature themes. Storylines included marital problems, political ambitions, and even serious health crises, such as Bobby becoming paralyzed after a racing accident. This shift to heavier content was a major departure that alienated some fans expecting the light, family-friendly atmosphere of the original. Each Brady child had grown into adulthood with their own lives and families. Plotlines dealt with real-life issues. Greg was a doctor facing...
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Personal challenges. Marcia struggled with alcoholism. Peter had relationship troubles. Jan and her husband faced fertility issues. Cindy pursued a career in radio. Bobby's tragic accident challenged his dreams as a race car driver. This approach was more in line with dramas of the era, though it wasn't what fans of the Brady Bunch expected. The audience reception was lukewarm. Critics noted that while the actors brought familiarity, the drastic change in tone felt jarring. Many viewers were not ready for a dramatic version of their beloved sitcom family. Ratings struggled, and CBS ultimately canceled the series just 6 episodes in, marking it as a failed experiment in nostalgic revivals. Though The Brady's was unsuccessful, it remains a point of interest in television history for its attempt to reinvent a beloved series in an unexpected way. It also represents a broader trend of the late 1980s and early 1990s, where networks experimented with mixing sitcom nostalgia with more serious storytelling. Exploring The Brady's could involve discussing its unique place in television, how nostalgia-driven programming has evolved, and the challenges of shifting genres with an established cast. You might also examine how this experiment influenced or contrasted with future reboots, like Fuller House or Girl Meets World, which returned to original comedic tones rather than pivoting to drama. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.